Hey, good morning. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. It's the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And today I want to talk about reviews a little bit. Today, the three R's, requirements, reviews, and retros are our Thursday theme. And I was listening to a podcast, of course, The Happy Engineer. I always want to be happy. And he had a person, John Real, on. And John Real was talking about manufacturing, seeing the impact, and they were talking about long careers in engineering, not getting frustrated. One of the interesting facets he brought up was another great facet of why reviews are so important, so rewarding to our organization, that most Scrum Masters, most Agile coaches, most people forget the benefits of reviews. And that's to see the impact of the work that our teams do, as me as an engineer, as you as engineer, tester, developer, BA, product owner, to see that impact of the product being used by the person that you built it for. And I wanted to reiterate that today in the show. So this is a 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And here we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way so you can bring value to your customer, not work so hard to bring that value to customer, and have a little fun along the way. And I'll tell you, I think one of the funnest parts is watching my customers use the software that my team puts together and the team together, or even stuff I put together. When I see people use it, it's very fun and very rewarding. But in this podcast that I'm talking about today, it was talking about manufacturing, how engineers can get bored in their career, and after 10 years, they want to go away. But one of the keys that makes him enjoy his job is seeing and feeling and touching and experiencing the product that he builds or maintains, or watching the people. And I'll be honest with you, that was the same way I always had. Always loved watching things I built over my 30 years plus career of people using the product that I used. And the beauty of Scrum is that we created an opportunity for that to happen. And that's the sprint review. So many teams don't do that. So many Scrum Masters, so many project managers, so many managers lose out on that capability. My whole career, maybe a contributor to why my projects were always delivered on time and functional and used by a customer, is I encouraged my teams, people all around. I've had 200 people underneath me, different parts of the world, to see what was being produced. And I'm going to give you a couple little examples of that activity right then and there. One, when I was really young, my 20s, used to work for the Navy Department, build stuff. And we had some manufacturing small businesses that would manufacture parts. And in this case, it was for an aircraft engine. It was for the F-18 engine that flew the plane. These people in this plant had no idea what this part. I don't know if I violated rules or anything like that. But one of the things I shared, we were behind schedule, things weren't done. I shared with the plant where this part went and how crucial it was for us to support the Navy Department. They loved it. They never knew this little tiny part they were making was a key part to building this activity. Actually, it wasn't for the end. It was for the container, because I built containers. I thought, well, no, it might have been for that. It might have been the container. I think it was for the container. But it was to make sure that when we shipped the engine, we didn't break it. Basically, it was a fixture to keep the whole thing from shattering as you shipped it and dropped it and stuff like that on the forklift. So they were very encouraged to do what they did. They enjoyed seeing where their product went. Another aspect of this, as I did this, I had engineers built this product. Let's just call it Stream. I'm not going to say where it's from. And we had people all over the place. I had these software engineers that wrote this code, seen numbers all day. And we're talking millions and millions and millions of numbers going across the screen and calculating all this. But they never saw what their product actually in the end looked like. They just saw these numbers on the screen. This took this data, put it over here and that. But they never saw the end product. Well, I went out as the project manager. I went out and got an extra test account. And in this test count, I allowed all the people in the team to play with the toy, this stream product. They were watching stuff, and they never knew what they were building in the end produced this wonderful product that first time ever for this product for people to watch television from their computers all around, you know, whoever had the content. They didn't need the boxes, you know, that you could just use this product. And it really encouraged them to understand what they end up making, the output, the impact on the world, because they could see it and go, oh my God, I didn't realize taking these little unknown numbers and this data and putting it together would produce such a wonderful product. And they enjoyed it. So in the review process, watching customers using it is a great impact on the career and the desire of people to stay with your company. People don't see this. This is the long term. It motivates them. It gives them energy to keep working and building these things. And a lot of times they have no idea what's being built. It's just a bunch of numbers on the screen and all that stuff. But this gives everyone an opportunity to see how their customers use the product. And a lot of times, like, I had no idea my product was being used in such a way by my customer, right? And doing these reviews, which is supposed to be the real way of doing reviews, is not you demonstrating to the customer. It's the customer demonstrating back to you how they use your product or can't use your product. Worst case scenario, it doesn't do, but this is what we were thinking. So when we design these sprint reviews, yes, get the bugs out, get the rust out of the wheels to show, get the engineers demonstrating the product, sometimes not using the product there, but getting the customer to use the product, demonstrate the thing that these engineers, testers, developers, product owners, and everybody on the team contributed to build back to them is very valuable. It keeps their morale up. It keeps their energy up. It keeps them motivated to come in every day and do their job. And that's part of the activity too. So it's not just to get that feedback like you screwed up and everything like that. It's also to allow that energy transfer. And when they do succeed, that energy power back to the team is amazing, right? It motivates them. They say, wow, okay, now I see you do it. Okay, I really want to make your job better because I know my job's crap, right? So I want to help you out. So this is the chance for that interaction and to get that energy boost to the team on what they do. So if you're ever wondering why your team is not like energized, or are you really doing what Scrum's about? Are you doing the Scrum sprint review with the customer, and not just to the customer, have the customer demonstrate back to you how to use it on the field? You know, we have all this technology. We have remote, we have Zoom, we have Cisco, we have WebEx, we have all these things that we can bring them, no matter where they are in the world, back to the team and let them see how their product's being used. We can use video sharing, screen sharing, and they can demonstrate to them how they use their product from their thing. And it's not the team. And that's what a lot of these Scrum Masters, a lot of these Agile coaches, a lot of these organizations, a lot of these product owners are missing in this process. And it's something that could be really helpful for your team to produce more product. And I said, bring more value to customer. Well, they bring more value when they see how the customer is using their product, and they can enhance that product to make it more valuable to the team. So I wanted to share that with you. Try to listen to different things. You know, the Happy Engineer podcast, he goes back and forth on engineering specific. There's a lot of other people, but I wanted to share that with you, that impact. Why do you want to stay in that career? Why do you want to stay with that company? Getting that review and find and letting the team understand the impact of what they do, how is very rewarding, refreshing, and helps your team stay together longer. It prevents people, well, it doesn't prevent. It encourages them to stay with the company versus going finding new jobs, because they find new ways to find what they do rewarding. Doing the same thing day in, day out can get boring, right? Can get Like, what impact am I doing? Why am I doing this? And they start asking that. But the why get answered when the customer demonstrates in a review, a real sprint review, back to the team, how they're using it, things they find that work and don't work. So I just wanted to share that with you today. I'm thinking I'm going to do the bubbles thing, the bubble stories, like every other day. Change it up a little bit. So I didn't do one yesterday. I'll do one tonight. Let us know what you think of the ChatGPT AI stories about Bubbles, the Calico Cat, as they're experimenting. We'll see how it goes. We'll do a season. Eddie says we should do 20 episodes in a season. So when we get to 20, we'll take a break, reflect on it, maybe do a different thing. I don't know. If you all like the bubble stories, we'll keep them going. I do notice they do get listened to on the podcast. Not a lot, but a good chunk. People do listen to them. So if you think it's good, give us some feedback. And if you're interested in coaching or interacting with other people in the Agile business, but you're maybe don't want to share in public your questions, because what is this place like? Some people are afraid that people are going to get held not accountable, but reduced in respect because they ask a question. But a lot of times the reason why we ask questions, we're in a learning environment. We're in continuous learning mode, exploring, growing, continuous growth mindset. And the growth mindset includes asking questions. Check out the Slack channel that we have. It's $10 a month. If you're interested in it, simple, the $10 a month is just support, pay for the Slack channel and stuff like that. Nothing big. And I also have the coaching program where I offer coaching. What am I saying? If you need help, I got to write on this. I was writing this the other day. But if you're looking for what to do after you got your cert, reach out to me. I got a get a half hour call between you and I. We'll talk about what you want to do, what your career goals. But think about, what do you want to do post getting the cert? How do I get that experience? And I developed a coaching program in twofold. One, I did it with OKRs. Are you meeting your goals? Are you getting to your goals? If you're not, maybe you should look into this OKR coaching program where I do an Agile activity where we do Agile mastermind to help you reach your goal. And the other one, I also do the coaching, which is an extra half hour every week with whoever I'm coaching, in addition to the OKR program. So we can work on your goals, what you want to do, questions you have, anything like that is part of the program. I still have that effort for $1,000 to join the full coaching program, which I think is a great deal because I am going to raise the price at some point in time, but I figured why not? Let's get it out there, try it out, get some people on there, a few people to get your goals to meet what you want to achieve. So if you're having troubles reaching your goals or you don't know what your goals are, reach out to me. Let's chat a little bit. Reach out to Connect at 5 a.m. Master Scrum or reach out on any one of these social media programs. I'm usually monitoring all that stuff and say, Greg, I really would like to talk. I'll connect back to you. Maybe you just want to join the Slack channel. Who knows? Maybe you just want to join LinkedIn, though with, 12,000, 13,000 connections in LinkedIn, it gets kind of busy. To track all those, but I try my best to say congratulations to everyone out there. With that, I want to wish you a great day. Happy scrumming. Remember, look at your reviews. Are you getting the customer to demonstrate back to you how they're using your product? That could be one of the biggest energy drivers of your team for success. With that, take care, everyone. See you tomorrow and have a great day.